said now, before the consideration of international, I need to tell about the study of the pronunciation itself. A lot of people here in Japan think that the pronunciation is very difficult. To master pronunciation, it is difficult. The nightail, I can divide into two stages, you know, to master pronunciation itself, you know, to master pronunciation. At first, you need to be sensitive enough to listen to any of the sound. Of course, here in this lesson, as for my lesson, 60-minute lesson, you need to listen to voice record again and again.
Yes.
As for real lesson, face-to-face lesson, of course, in this face-to-face lesson, I'd like you to pay attention to any expressions in this lesson. After that, every day, every night, I'd like you to listen to voice recorder many times. That's a way. Then the point is that, of course, you need to listen to my English every day. And also, I'd like you to be sensitive enough to listen to any of the sounds existing in front of yourself. Any of the sound is helpful to sharpen your listening comprehension. Like if someone is walking around, there is a sound of walking. And if I touch a glass here, there's a sound. When I drink water, there's a sound of drinking. And the reading page by page, there's a sound of the paper. And all the time, we listen to the sound of car. When someone is driving a car, you listen to the sound of the engine. Yeah, I'd like to be sensitive enough to listen to any of the sound around you. Then, this activity is sharpening your listening comprehension. Not only the sound of human voice, but all of the sound existing.
Around me.
Around yourself, yes. In your everyday life. Not only the voice record, but all of the sounds, I'd like you to be dedicated now in front of any of the sounds. This is, I don't want to tell shortcut, but this is a really shortcut to improve your listening ability. If you're listening to only English, you never upgrade your listening ability of English language. You don't master pronunciation if you're interested in only English pronunciation. You don't develop your listening comprehension. I'd like you to think this is a sound. English is a sound.
So there's nothing which we don't need around myself.
There's nothing which you don't need.
I see.
Yes. Everything has a meaning. Everything has a meaning. There's nothing we don't need. I tell you, even in the vacancy, there's something. Vacancy, it doesn't mean it's vacant. In the vacancy, there's something there existing. If you are keen enough to see the essence of the thing, in the vacancy, there's something. In the silence, I think, it is not the silent. A lot of people say that, it is silent. And it is, there's nothing there. In silence, there's something too. So, silence doesn't mean it is silent. Silence doesn't mean it is silent. There's something there. There's something there. If you were quite refined to catch something, then you will know where it is. So sometimes that you find something coming from somewhere you don't know. There is some message coming from somewhere mysterious, nobody knows. And some people are asking why there is, you need to be just by yourself. I cannot tell you now. You need to be what it is by yourself. There's something coming from somewhere mysterious, we don't know. Where, as a some people ask me somewhere, then, oh, that's a thing you really need to repeat just by yourself. It is a reason musicians, they usually, I don't say, oh, they're good at listening all the time, because they are quite refined to listen to any of the sound. They are very sensitive. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of tuning from their childhood. So that's why. Talking of pronunciation, yes. So, as for the first stage, I'd like you to be very sensitive to listen to any of the sounds existing around you. This is very important. Tuning is very important experience. After that, then you need expression. You need to express as it is. After recognizing of all the sounds, then you are ready to pronounce as it is. I can tell you that there are two parts here. Is understanding the sound. This is expressing of the sound. This is understanding of the sound. And this is a matter of expression, how you express your sound. I tell you now, I see impossibility to express without understanding of the sound. To express the sound you wish to do, it is very important to understand that the sound. Mm. Without recognition of the sound, there is no way to pronounce as it is. Mm. So recognition first, then you have expression yourself. That's, I think, the point a lot of people don't understand. Mm. People try to imitate like the Americans do. People like to imitate the other foreign people pronounce. They don't catch the sound, they don't understand that the meaning of the sound. Then they just try to imitate like they do. That's why it's not a legitimate way to study. They are not standing upon the earth here. They're practicing in there. They try to imitate like they do. They don't know the reality. They don't touch here that the soil as a reality. Yes, express as it is. It is a matter of expression. Then, yeah, this is the second part. As for the first part, it's a matter of understanding.
Yes. So.